I like to talk about omnipresent meditation and why it's significant and why it's highly recommended to do. We have heard in all religions that God is omnipresent, or existence is omnipresent, or the energy that keeps this creation together is omnipresent, just like ether that is present everywhere, inside and outside of objects. Now, just hearing that it is the allness, we cannot benefit from it at all. It's just a sentence that is being thrown here and there, and people pass it around without a deep understanding and eventually realization of this. For that reason, this technique had come to me many, many years ago, and I practiced it in solitude without telling a soul for over 20 years. And the benefit from this practice was endless, and the expansion of consciousness that this practice caused was amazing. So, to start with, we sit comfortably in the beginning, and then later on, as we master this technique, we don't have to have a special place, a special setting, a reminder comes and the realization is there. And then ultimately we merge in the understanding of this technique. So as we sit comfortably for the preparation, we can take a few deep and very gentle breaths, where we take it as deep as we can possibly go in our core of our body. We feel the silence after the breathing. And if you're still involved with your thoughts, look for a silence within yourself. It is everywhere. Just zoom your attention on the silence rather than the noise. And relax in this silence. Consciously, the face, the shoulder, the arms, the core of our body, the feet and legs, just consciously let it all relax in the silence. Silence is always the base of all our techniques, because this silence is eternal, ever present. now, we say inwardly, or we come conscious of this sentence, all is God, or all is one. Omnipresent existence, God, whatever signifies allness of this creation and beyond. You can call it life is one, life of all existence. I make it simple. I just say, all is God. Dwell in the allness of God, being everything that we see and we don't see even, everything that exists. It has its energy and existence from one source. Everything, you, I, this, that. Dwell in allness, infiniteness. Now, bring your attention to this question, all your attention. Then, what am I? Who am I? If God is all, what can I be? Then it dawns on you that because God is omnipresent, you are also that. There is no separation possible. Only in our imagination can there be the appearance of separation, which is not true. Stay as that and let everything else go. All the imagination, suggestions, and arguments, let it all go. Stay with the truth of who I is. The I in everyone. Without a title, position, imagination. I is that. I am that that I am. when the connection and realization happens, even when it's a split second or something dawns on you that had not before, you can slowly open your eyes and you will realize there is a joy that you did not feel before you started this technique. There is a release, a new release, a new contentment and joy that was not there before. Now, I highly recommend that one does this practice many, many times a day. Just do it for a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. It is not a long drawn meditation where you sit down and entertain thoughts for a long time and you get up thinking that you had done it. Great meditation. No, this is a dipping in, picking up the color of infiniteness and coming out. Eventually, when this is being practiced, the mind will subside. Because the realization of this oneness begins to spread through our being. May you handle this gift with full attention, interest, love. Namaste.